are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood and When Knows Wednesday, brought to you by Mae Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Peer. And first up, joining me this morning, Jen Euchre. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
You've got a busy day ahead of you tomorrow. First, we're going to start off. Tomorrow is Miracle Treat Day at Dairy Queen.
It is. It is my favorite day. It's the sweetest day of the year. It is Miracle Treat Day at Dairy Queens across the country. We all join forces to raise money for children's hospitals in our area. Ours just happens to be Sanford Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. These funds are generated through Children's Miracle Network here in South Dakota. So all funds raised tomorrow, stay right here, stay local, help kids in our area.
Yeah, that is a great thing, you know, as folks come out, because they like to support places where it's going to, you know, help the community here. And a lot of times when the kids have to go be seen for certain things, that's where they go, is out to the Sanford Children's Hospital. So this is a great way, either, you know, buying blizzards tomorrow or even getting the coupons too.
Yes. So we set a goal each year, and this year our goal is 7,000 blizzards sold. Now, we do that two different ways, and that's going to be blizzards sold tomorrow. And blizzard coupons, we've been selling those for a week or so. So we'll be selling those today. We'll be selling those all day tomorrow. Those count towards our goal. Those coupons are good for one small blizzard. And the wonderful thing about them is they never expire. So buy one, buy five, buy 10, buy 100. Put them in your kitchen drawer. Use them as thank yous. Put them in birthday cards. Give them to the paper boy. Send them out, pass them out to the guy who pumps your gas. They are a great way to help contribute to our wonderful cause without having to eat 2 dozen blizzards tomorrow.
That's right. I mean, this is a great, you know, we got some last year, and I think we still have a couple kicking around, so it's time to replenish. And that's the great thing, is that you can use them in so many different ways.
Absolutely. And then what a great day, you know, the radio station says, hey, let's go get blizzards today. You grab a handful of those coupons, mm-hmm. you come on down and get a treat all year long, knowing what a difference you made in the lives of kids and families right here in our community. So we have so many things going on tomorrow. Our drive-through is open regular hours, 10:30 to 10. Our lobby is open 11 to 9 tomorrow. Now, in the grass lawn just to the south of Dairy Queen there, we're going to have bouncy houses and a gyrosphere. Later on in the day, we have entertainment lined up. We have a drop-off band playing from 3:30 to 5:30, and No Worries band playing from 6 to 9. We are so excited for them to join us. Both groups are incredibly talented, have very different sounds, and are just ready to add to our event and entertain the crowd who comes out for this event.
Yeah, it's really going to be a fun, full day.
It absolutely is. There's so much happening. Pre-orders are going out tomorrow with great groups in the community that have volunteered their time to deliver. We've got the Chamber of Commerce, South Dakota Retailers, and Disability Rights South Dakota. All have volunteers from their organizations that will be coming out and delivering these pre-orders. It's just such an exciting day, and we can't wait.
Yeah,
Sanford Clinic will have what I call the Outdoor Blizzard Store. They'll be set up in our parking lot right by your Dakota Cruiser there, selling blizzards and blizzard coupons tomorrow, some pre-made flavors, cash or check only. But if you don't want to battle the lines or wait and drive through, just pop on up to their tent there, and they'll get you right on your way.
Yeah, what a great option to have. If you just want to come and grab some blizzards, that's going to be a great way to do it.
It is. It is. Yep, couple select flavors. We'll have them pre-made, ready to go. They'll have the coupons out there, too. This event really takes a ton of people to help make it happen. We've got volunteers from other different organizations offering to help in our parking lot tomorrow, monitoring the bouncy houses and help controlling traffic. Mm-hmm. Oahe Abate, Pierce Street Masters, YMCA, and the South Dakota Realtors Association all have volunteers coming by to help us make this the smoothest running and best event we possibly can.
Yeah, it takes a good group, and thankfully, I know those groups have stepped up, and it really sounds like it is going to be the sweetest day of the year, Jen.
It's going to be fantastic. I have two sponsors that help us out every year. They help us provide money to hire the bands, rent the bouncy houses. That way money's raised from the event can go directly to our cause. And that is Slumberland and First National Bank. They step up every year and really help us make this a wonderful event. So if you see any of these groups, businesses, organizations out in the community, please support them and thank them and help them for all that they do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being part of that. Should be a great day tomorrow. So get on out, get all those blizzards, get the coupons, and help out the Children's Hospital in Sioux Falls. It's an important cause, and it's going to be a great day.
It sure is.
And while I have you on the line, of course, it is Wet Nose Wednesday. And how are things at the shelter? It seems like you've got quite a few animals.
We do, yes. The cat numbers are rising just a little bit, but still in a very healthy numbers. We've got some gorgeous cats, beautiful cats up there. We have 10 kittens, I believe, in foster care.
Oh, wow.
So watch for those as they get old enough to join our website and Facebook page. And then, yes, the dog area is unfortunately still completely full. I do not have an open kennel.
My goodness.
Two more animals just came in from the pound yesterday. They took up the last two spaces. We are full.
So we need to get folks out there during open hours and fall in love with these animals so they can go home to their forever home and make room for more.
That is absolutely right. And once you would bring an animal home out of that shelter, that frees up a kennel for another animal in need. So not only are you saving the life of the pet you adopt, you're saving the life of the next one. And then the next one, and then the next one. Anything that you can do for the shelter makes such a huge impact in the lives of so many animals.
It really does. So open hours again are when, Jen?
Saturday from 11 to 1. Come on out. We'll have volunteers there that can help answer any questions about any of the animals in our care, how to donate, how to adopt, how to foster, how to volunteer, any questions you may have. If you absolutely cannot get out there during open hours, let us know, send us a message through our Facebook page or our website, and we'll do what we can to work with you on that. We are all volunteers with other jobs, and we do this this passion on the side, so definitely give us a little bit of time to get back to you, but we are more than willing to work with you and make things work out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jen. You have a great day. I know you got to get all rested up for a busy day tomorrow.
It's going to be a busy day, yes.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker joining us talking about Miracle Treat Day tomorrow at Dairy Queen and Paws Animal Rescue this morning. As we continue on with our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining me this morning, it's Pastor Tori. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out there. Nice summery kind of day.
Sure is.
And we're looking forward, and I know you are going to have a busy day on Saturday down at Steamboat Park. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I am Pastor Tori. I'm the Youth and Associate Pastor at New Life Church, and we're going on the 10th year of the We Love Kids Party. The We Love Kids Party is a wonderful community event with lots of family fun and a free pair of school shoes for every elementary age student. And this year, we're looking forward to having lots of inflatables, including giant hamster balls, a jousting arena, and a giant slide.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like a blast.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. And we also have free snow cones, lunch, crafts, games, you name it, we have it.
Fantastic. And this is open to anyone that wants to come on out and bring the family.
Yes, it is. It's free for anyone in the community. And we offer free school shoes for any elementary age students.
That is wonderful. It's nothing, you know, I remember going to school as a kid and you had to pick out your new school shoes. And what a great way to enjoy the party. And you get to take the kids home a pair of shoes. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, certainly. We recognize that there was a definite need in the community. Mm-hmm. PARS does a school supplies drive, but there's still a need for school shoes. And there's nothing like seeing a kid smile when they get a brand new pair of shoes that they pick out all on their own.
Yeah, that is the truth. And that's going on at what time this Saturday?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Steamboat Park.
Perfect. And it looks like the weather is going to be nice. It's going to cooperate. We'll hope that's the case and that it holds out for the We Love Kids Party. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day and lots of fun, and we would love to flood the park with peer families.
That would be wonderful. Well, thank you for stopping by today. Have a great time on Saturday. And looks and like we said, the weather's going to be good, so we'll enjoy it.
Yeah, sure will.
All right. There's Pastor Tori joining us this morning from New Life Church here on the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood and Wet Nose Wednesday, which was brought to you by May Adam, the Pierre VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.